This week is Plasma Donation Week, and the NHS is celebrating the difference the regional community of 2,300 plasma donors in and around Twickenham make to 17,000 people in England who need life-saving medicines made from their donated plasma. It takes around 56 plasma donations every year to help save the life of someone like Ian Clark from Camberley, who has Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a rare autoimmune disease where his immune system attacks the nerves in his body. In March 2022, Ian had had a normal day out cycling and helping his builder move kitchen units, but by the evening he was in extreme pain and had to be hospitalised. Ian takes up the story. Let's start by explaining how you came to be in the position why you needed plasma.
It was back at the end of March in 2022 when I suddenly started to feel slightly odd in that my feet weren't feeling quite right, and I had pins and needles in my legs and a severe pain in my lower back. Having been really active, out cycling, helping our builder who was doing some building work on the house at the time move some heavy units, I thought, just, well, I pulled a muscle or something. But in the night it got worse and worse, and then over the next 24 hours I ended up at A&E, where I was admitted, and after about 24 hours they decided that I had Guillain-Barré syndrome, and that became a very rapid decline to complete paralysis. It's quite frightening, really. I'd heard of it, but I didn't know what it was. Guillain-Barré syndrome makes the body's immune system go wrong, and that results in harmful antibodies being produced, and they attack and destroy the nerves, and that, you know, has a different degree on each patient as to how it affects them. But in my case, I ended up paralysed from the neck down. Other people get it quite mildly and it just affects their feet or their legs and they recover very quickly. I decided to go the full way and get it quite badly. The only good thing is it happened very quickly, so you don't really have much time to worry about it. It just happens.
Plasma donation, is this something that you required regularly or is a one-off?
So the most common treatment for Guillain-Barré is this, or known as IVIG, so intravenous immunoglobulin, very difficult to say. But that, if it's given quickly after initial diagnosis, it shortens the time to start recovery. So it slows everything down by getting rid of the rotten plasma and replacing it with good plasma. So it doesn't necessarily cure you, but it helps to start the recovery period, and the quicker you do that, the better. The idea is made from plasma donations.
And you mentioned that you wanted to give back plasma, you wanted to do a plasma donation, but you weren't able to. Could you explain what prevented you from giving back?
I don't know the details, but it's basically the rules of collecting plasma. They're obviously extremely careful about who they collect it from. They check everybody, you know, give everybody a questionnaire before you can give plasma. And I was on the list of can't give plasma because I'd received it. But majority of the population can give plasma quite easily.
Have you ever donated plasma before this happened?
No, I haven't. I've donated blood before, but I didn't really know that they were collecting plasma, to be honest. So the more the publicity gets out, the better.
There is a difference between blood and plasma, isn't there?
Yes, it's a different set of techniques that they use. And at the moment, there's only three places in the UK where you can give plasma. But fortunately for your listeners, Twickenham is one of the places where you can. So that's part of your catchment area, I think. So that's good news.
It is definitely. Southwest London and Surrey we are. If people are sitting here listening thinking, I've never given blood, I've never given plasma, why should I do it? What would your message be to them?
I guess because you never know when you might need it. That's certainly from my point of view. You know, I didn't know I was going to need it when I woke up on the 29th of March 2022. I didn't know within 2 or 3 days I would actually need five doses over 5 days to start my recovery.
Something we all take for granted, isn't it, that it's going to be there when we need it?
You're absolutely right, it is, yeah, you take it for granted, yeah. As soon as I was told that, you know, the IVIG infusion was what would help to start my recovery, then you just assume that there'll be somewhere to go and get it from.
What does the future look like for you? Will you need another plasma donation at some point in the near future?
No, once you've had your normally it's a set of five over 5 days that you get, and then that's it. So I've been very lucky. I'm probably about 90% fixed from where I used to be. So I can't run very well. I get very fatigued by about 7 o'clock in the evening, but pretty much I've been very lucky, so I can't complain.
A spokesperson for NHS Blood and Transplant says there's a growing need for the unique medicines made from plasma, which is used to treat over 50 diseases. We need around 300 more people to donate plasma at Twickenham Plasma Centre this year to help save even more lives. It's as easy as giving blood and takes around an hour. So what is plasma? Well, plasma is part of your blood. It's a yellow liquid which carries everything around the body, including antibodies. During donation, a machine gradually separates up to 700 millilitres of plasma from your blood. Donation takes around 35 minutes, and the whole visit, including questionnaires and snacks, takes around 1 hour 15 minutes. So if you're the giving type, search Donate Plasma and book an appointment at blood.co.uk/plasma. I'm Lucy Mayer for Radio Jackie.